You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday. If you have breath in your body, as I say every Tuesday, you owe God a praise. The scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning to you, you and you, those that are watching by way of Facebook, those that are listening by way of radio, good morning to you. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me here today to hear another word from the Lord. I believe that the Lord has a word for you, you and you. Good morning to you, Miss Valentine. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining on Facebook this morning. Glory be to God. God is just good. I love the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He has just, words cannot express how he has been a blessing to me. The greatest day in my life was the day that I found Jesus. Good morning. Good morning again. Hallelujah. It's better to be above ground rather than below. We hope that the Lord was good to you throughout the week. We pray that your services on this past Sunday, the Lord showed up and had his way. Sending a shout out to our pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. And as I try to reiterate every time I'm on the program, our order of services, come out to our services, again located on 16 South Wilson Avenue. Our services begin with our Sunday morning Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worships begin around about 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies, which is tonight at 6 p.m., and then our Thursday night services, which is our youth services, begin at 6 p.m. as well. So come out, pick a service, come out, and we promise that you will have a good time. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, this morning. Hope the Lord is blessing you. Sending a shout out to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job at this time, but she will probably see this on the way as we're on our way to Bible study tonight. I love you. She is a powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for you, you and you. So again, if you're ever in the Cocoa, Florida area, come out to our services. Join us. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And before I get into the word, I want to give myself a kind of a promotion, hallelujah, as far as my music goes. I released a couple of weeks ago my second single, Grandmama. Glory be to God, on May the 2nd, I believe. Hallelujah. And I thank God because I'm giving God the glory. The psalmist said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. I released that song on May 2nd through my distributing company, DistroKid. And I was put up for, my song was selected, I should say, as to be put on their playlist of 62 songs out of thousands of songs. Good glory be to God. I was placed on their playlist. I believe there's 62 songs there of all genres. That means rock and roll, R&B. But I, with Grandmama, with the help of the Lord, was placed on that playlist. Amen. To be played before thousands, before millions. Glory be to God. And I thank God for that. It's an honor. Amen. To me, God is just doing great things. And I just, as I stated on one of my other notes on Facebook, the best is yet to come. Glory be to God. I believe that God has something greater in store for me. And I thank God, because I thank God for the journey. Amen. That I'm on. And I'm just enjoying the process. I'm just enjoying, amen, just the process. Glory be to God. And whatever God has in store for me, amen, I'm ready for it. Amen. And I thank God. And I'm one of 62 that was chosen out of thousands. Amen. For them to choose to play on their playlist. And I thank God for that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I want to go into the Word of God. It can be found in a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. The book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. So if you have trouble finding Scriptures, this is ought to be an easy one. Amen. It's Genesis chapter 4. Amen. And I'm going to read into your ears. Amen. I believe 7 verses here. Amen. Again, that's Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible says, "And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." Dear gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity again to come before your people, both on Facebook and before thousands on the radio. God, I'm praying today, God, that you use me for these few moments to lift up your name, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. Without you, I can do nothing, and without you, I am nothing. Lord, as you speak, I speak. Use me for these few moments to render unto your people what thus saith you. God, remember those that are bereaved, those that are sick and afflicted. God, we're praying, Father, that you show up in their situation. But Lord, we know that you're God, regardless of where we are or find ourselves in life. God, there is no hole that you can't bring us out of, God. There is no pit too deep, God, where you can't reach down and pick us up. There is no sorrow that you can't relieve or comfort. And God, and I'm praying, Father, you touch, God, those, God, touch the prisons, our those that are in government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. And God, again, be with me today as I render your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to deal from a thought. Is your sacrifice accepted? Acceptable. Glory be to God. Is your sacrifice acceptable? Other words, I've been to, you know, many funerals. And at those funerals, you often hear that such and such accepted the Lord at an early age. And they accepted as a child. But yet, when you saw their lives, it didn't represent being a child of God. Everybody's accepting Christ. We live in a day and age now where everybody, if you just ask the average person, are you a Christian? They'll say yes. But yet their life does not exemplify the life of a child of God. So the question is not whether you've accepted Christ, but whether Christ has accepted you, accepted your sacrifice. Here Cain and Abel, they are the children of Adam and Eve. And they both bring God a sacrifice. Abel's sacrifice is accepted. Cain is rejected. The Bible does not say why Cain's sacrifice was not accepted. But one must believe that they were given instructions as to what would be acceptable to God. Cain, his rejection could have been due to his motivation. It could not have been, it may have been that it was not given with the right motivation. One thing comes to mind is that he gives a sacrifice from the ground, which God had cursed the ground because of Adam's and Eve's disobedience. So he brings God something essentially that is cursed. But either way, Cain brought to God what he thought was acceptable. We're living in a day and age now where people are bringing to God what they think is acceptable, but yet not what God is requiring. As I read Romans 10, verses 2 through 4, and he says this of the children of Israel. He says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." You see, today people have a zeal of God. They're excited about God. They're showing up at conferences. They're showing up at assemblies. And they're showing up at sanctuaries. They have an excitement. They have a zeal of God. But they're not going about it the right way, because they're not giving God the sacrifice in which he is requiring. We're living in a age now where people are giving to God what they think will do. We're living into what we call that'll do society, that'll do age. I won't give God my best, but I will give him what I think, amen, he ought to have. I'll give him what I won't give him my best, but I'll give him my leftovers. See, we're living in a day now where people are giving what they think is acceptable unto God or to God. But can I tell you that God has requirements? God has specific requirements of what he is requiring of us today. When God has always been, he is and will always be a God of specifics. When they were coming out of Egypt and they were getting ready to leave, God gives them specific instructions. He gives Moses an instruction to, I want you to tell the people to, I want you to take a lamb. It has to be a male and has to be a firstborn. It has to be a perfect lamb. And I want you to kill it. And I want you to take its blood and I want you to wipe it on the doorpost. And when the angel of death comes in, he said that when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over. Somebody could have said, well, a female will do. Well,
a blemish lamb would do. That'll do, God. But you know what would have happened? They would have died just like the firstborn, the firstborn of the Egyptian. The Israelites would have died just like those firstborn of the Egyptians would have, if they would have given God something different than what he had required. That's what we're doing today. That's what many people are today. And we can just go on, and God gives specific instructions of how to build the tabernacle, how to build Noah's Ark. He gave them specific instructions of how it ought to be done, how it ought to be done. Glory be to God. What materials were to be used, how it was to be constructed, the size of it, the width of it. Why are you saying this, Elder Gray? Glory be God. Because God has given us specific instructions of how to govern our lives. He has given us specific instructions, amen, of what is an acceptable sacrifice unto him. Glory be to God. When we go to the book of Acts, when the church, the New Age church, came into existence, there you read in chapter 2, they were there waiting for the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit. He tells them before, Jesus tells them before he dies and he is resurrected. Says, I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit, because you're going to need power. Power to live right. Power to do right. Power to be able to withstand the trials that you're going to encounter for serving me. And they went to Jerusalem. They waited in Jerusalem on the Holy Ghost. They waited there for the Holy Spirit to come. And when it came, glory be to God, it came in like a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible says that they were all filled. Glory be to God. They were filled with what? The Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, he told us that the Holy Ghost shall come, and it shall lead you, and it shall guide you. It shall instruct you. We've got too many people, amen, that are not being led of the Holy Spirit, but they're being led of themselves. They're being led of their flesh. Glory be to God. And yet, when they are led of their flesh, they're coming to God and they're expecting their sacrifice to be accepted of God. There are many people that are living their lives from the cradle to the grave. They're being led of the flesh, but they're not being led of the Spirit. But yet they expect God to accept their sacrifice. But look what he says, glory be to God. And Abel he brought also of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. The Lord had respect unto Abel, unto his offering. But unto Cain, unto his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth. He was upset, and his countenance fell. And God begins to instruct him. You know what, God? We serve a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seven chances. He said, that's okay, Cain. You brought to me something that was not acceptable, but you can get it right. That why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. God said, the only reason I will not accept your sacrifice is because there is sin there. There is an accursed thing there. People are bringing to God things that are cursed and saying, Lord, I want you to accept this. People are living today in fornication and expecting God to accept it. There are people today that are living in adultery, but yet they expect God to accept it. And yet they will say, I accepted the Lord at a young age. But the question becomes, is God accepting your sacrifice? See, we can say that we accept the Lord, hallelujah, but does God accept your sacrifice? Hallelujah. We're giving to God the accursed thing. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. touch not the unclean thing, and I will accept you. Glory be to God. There are too many people that are touching things that God is commanding them not to, and yet coming to God and expecting God to accept their sacrifice. Can I tell you, he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's telling Cain that if you do well, I'm going to accept you. The only way that God is going to accept our sacrifice is if we live according to what he says. Do what he says. Live like he says. Have the that our life show forth what we say. What we claim to be Christians. Hallelujah. Our life ought to exemplify it. It shouldn't be that the world seeing us do the same thing that they're doing. Shouldn't see that that we curse like they do. We drink like they do. Hallelujah. We party like they do. I say this in church. If I could do everything that I always did before I came to Christ, what was the reason for me coming to Christ? Hallelujah. But the world ought to see a difference. They ought to see a difference. They ought to see there is something different about Elder Gray. There's something different about Barbara. There's something different about Jan. They don't curse like we do. They don't lie like we do. You can trust them. They're honest. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. Glory be to God. They don't say one thing and yet do another. But you know what people will do? People will say today, well, Elder Gray, you're being judgmental. No, glory be to God. I didn't say this. The Bible says it. Glory be to God. The Bible says it. Glory. How does it? Look what Cain does. Instead of him getting mad at God, he gets mad at his brother. If we go on down to verse number 8, and it says, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. He was upset because God accepted Abel's offering, but didn't accept his. See, the people, he took his anger out on Abel. But when we get up here and we preach from the word of God, we're just messengers. We're just preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. I like what you say, brother. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. See, sin has a payday. It's coming. Glory be to God. But God gives us instructions all throughout the New Testament. Go through the New Testament. God gives us instructions of how to live in this life. He gives us instructions of what is acceptable to God. Hallelujah. But many people want to live the way they want to live. They don't want to be accountable to anybody. They don't want you to tell them about their lives. But as preachers, men, women of God, it is imperative that we preach the word of God. So the question is not when you say you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, but the question is whether your sacrifice is acceptable. Because God is not in the business of accepting anything. Hallelujah. When we look here, glory be to God, he gets upset with Abel because God is accepting Abel's sacrifice, but not his. I am reminded of Aaron's sons. Aaron's sons, they offered a strange fire unto God. And God destroyed them because they were offering a strange fire. Many people are offering God strange things. Strange things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That they're bringing to God anything. And saying, Lord, that this is acceptable. The Bible says, let every man examine himself and see whether he be in the faith. See whether what we say we are measures up to the life that we're living. Does it measure up to God's word? David said, Lord, judge me according to thy righteousness. Hallelujah. It's not the person next to you. Cain thought it was about Abel. It wasn't about Abel, but it was about God's standards. It's not about me being on the radio, me being on Facebook. I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here for everyone to judge themselves according to God's word. Is your sacrifice acceptable unto God? Glory be to you. Is it acceptable? The question is not whether I accepted the Lord as a young child. I accepted the Lord when I was 10, when I was 15. But the question is, has the Lord accepted your sacrifice? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Cain's sacrifice was not acceptable to God. He didn't accept it. Glory be to God. And we're living in a time and age where everyone's a Christian. Everyone says that, yes, I'm a Christian. Glory be to God. But their life does not measure up to what God is saying in his word. See, we have to live up to God's word and not to man's standard. Is your sacrifice acceptable unto God? Not to me, not to that church, not to that denomination. Glory be to God. But is acceptable to God's word? Cain's sacrifice was not acceptable to God. He rejected it. Basically, Cain was just bringing to him anything he wanted, anything that he thought was acceptable. And that's the world we live in today. People are bringing to God what they think is acceptable. But God has a requirement, people. He has a requirement. And it's up to us to meet his requirement. If you don't, then your sacrifice is not acceptable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I'm out of time, but not out of words. Glory be to God. Join me again on next week at the same time on Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m. Amen. Be with me, and may the Lord be with you throughout the week. God bless you, and may the Lord be with you. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing.
Spilled for the